guys. This is episode 4. We've actually decided to change the name of the podcast now. Why did we decide to change it? Just because...
No, because Noah made the...
Yeah, one of our friends, Noah... What was his last name?
Pickering.
Pickering.
Wade Pickering.
Wade Pickering, yeah. Weird. Thank you, Noah, for the suggestion.
Yeah.
We thought it was a good fit. So from now on, this podcast will be called Two Beans in a Pod. For this episode, we might get a little controversial. It might get a little intense.
Yeah.
Because we started talking about this last night, and two in the morning, and we're like, you know what? This might actually be a good topic to use on the podcast. We might offend some people, but honestly, we don't care. Like, it's just our opinion, and if you get triggered, like, that's fine. Like, we just have our opinion about this. So we just want to talk about, like, musicians' integrity and, like, where to draw the line. And how we kind of got into this topic was we were just discussing, like, about a bunch of new artists and, like, how really, like, music is kind of shit nowadays.
Yeah.
Like, really, it's like, it's not that good. Like, a lot of people just, like, they will, like, let go of their integrity as a musician in order to just make a quick buck and, like, get famous really quick, versus actually just, like, struggling through and actually writing good music throughout the years and just doing it that way.
Or just have no integrity at all as a person and just be like, pretend to be something you're not to
profit. Yeah. And that we kind of got this topic. Also, just as a heads up, apologies in advance if you hear, like, construction noises. There's, like, construction going on.
Construyendo una casa y,
yeah, next door. So, sorry about that. But how we kind of got into this topic was recently Maluma posted a video of him singing El Triste by Jose Jose. And it was really bad. It was really bad. Like, it was just really bad. Like, one... The dude can't sing. He should just stick to reggaeton. Two, like, that song's really fucking hard to sing. Like, even for someone that actually knows how to sing, like, you need to practice that song. You can't just pull it out and, like, read the lyrics and do it. Like, and also, like, I don't know. I just felt like it was very distasteful. Like, Jose Jose just passed away. And, like, just for you to get, like, some views just and profit on, like, the situation is kind of messed up. And I feel like that's what he did. And it just, like, bothered me that, like, someone like that doesn't know how to sing just thought that they could do that. And it's just like, dude, like, your music is trash. And personally, my opinion, and this is my opinion, I don't really like his music. I don't think he can sing. I don't think he's very that talented, to be honest. It's like, don't do that. Like, you know, that's like, I don't know. And I feel like that's one of the things where it's like, you kind of let go of your integrity just to sign a deal and get a quick buck and become famous, like, really quick. Like, you know, like, Jose Jose was this, like, super talented vocalist, and like, his lyrics were just very fine, and
he played, too.
He played instruments. He, like, I mean, he played
guitar,
bass.
Guitar, upright bass.
He had an amazing voice. Like, very, how can I say it? Very elegant lyrics. Like, it was just, like, you don't see that no more.
And he was a well-rounded musician.
Yeah.
He knew what he was doing all around.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, and it's like, now you get all these artists who just, like, they can rhyme and boom, they're famous. It's like...
Some of them can't even rhyme.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, we were talking about this last night, and I have this thing where, like, it's my theory that a lot of these artists, you're not going to hear from them in a couple of years. Like, they're only gonna, it's that instant gratification. And we talk about delayed gratification all the time. And, like, a lot of these artists, like, they'll quickly sign a record label to be famous, but they're only gonna be famous for a certain amount of time. Like, look at the history of, like, a lot of reggaeton. Like, the ones who've made it are the ones that have been hustling it out. And, like, they're personally, like, the ones that I respect a lot. Like, There's only one person that I can think of in the reggaeton realm, and, like, more rap and, like, Latin, that is still around and I respect a lot, and that's Residente Calle 13.
That's true.
Yeah. Cause he actually writes good lyrics. He does a lot of his own shit, and he's been in the game for a long time.
Yep.
And he's been hustling it out. And yeah. he doesn't compromise his integrity. He's always been the same way the whole time. And he's honestly one of the only ones that I think he's the only one. Like, I can't think of anybody else. Mm-hmm.
His new album is dope.
Yeah, it's really, really good. Aside from that, like, honestly, like, you can't really name a bunch of other, like, artists who've been in like, that kind of genre that just, like, that are still around and, like, are still, like, really going at it.
Yeah, and then, like, guys like, you know, Juan Gabriel or Jose and stuff, they never die.
Yeah.
They never die because of how good and potent their product is. They're really good.
Yeah. Like, you'll still hear these guys' songs at backyard gigs all the time. You know, like, a song that was, like, I don't know. I feel like there's, like, just so much, like, random music being thrown out now that, like, it's popping for a week, and then the next week it's, like, gone. You know, like, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe because I'm not, like, really into, like, the pop culture scene that much, but, like, that's how I feel like it is. And, I feel like that's kind of, like, how it's kind of going nowadays. It's just, like, okay, like, let's make a cool beat, put just some random lyrics in it, and then, boom, like, that's it. And, I don't know, it's just, like, people don't really take the time to actually invest in the craft, like, and really learn what you need to do in order to be a performer, in order to sing, in order to play an instrument. Like, it takes time, you know? Like,
and it's, I do think it's hard because integrity doesn't always pay off.
Yeah.
Financially. And it's just the truth, you know?
Yeah.
Because there's always, because of the fact that there's always willing someone to lose their integrity to beat you out, to, like, be on top of the next guy who does have integrity. And it's just like, I think that there has to be a line drawn, because if not, then we lose the standard of what is what anymore.
Yeah.
Like, there's no standard, and then, like, now it almost, the market becomes, like, very skewed. It's a very skewed perception of things, and the lines become blurrier and blurrier. So it's like, well, who deserves to be here and who deserves to be there? It becomes very, very confusing, and very, it's very hard to maintain the line, because sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do to make some money, and, like, and sometimes you do need that quick buck, you know?
Yeah.
But I think that there's ways around it, for sure. There's ways around everything, if you try hard enough, and if you look around. And that's kind of part of being in the game, is that you have to consistently be like, working around these kinds of obstacles that come in the way, and you have to see how you represent yourself as, like, like, for your art or whatever you do. It's like, there has to be, and everything that is done, I think there has to be a standard. There has to be a standard, like, this is good and this is bad. Like, we have to put that on a scale, and for some people, it does become harder with art and music, because people like different things.
Yeah.
But there is a very clear line where someone is clearly pretending to be something that they're not.
Yeah.
It's clearly, like, you're not, because you could be like we were talking about in the last one, like, dude, I'm getting music sucks, but there's a crowd for everyone. Yeah. But some of, like, those guys, they actually do play those instruments.
Yeah.
And just because I don't like it and I think that music is trash doesn't mean that you or anyone else has to think it's trash.
Mm.
But those are guys that are actually, they're in the genre, and they're, you can tell that at least in that field, they know what they're doing when it comes to that. They make that music, and they know what it is that they're doing. But in this case, like, and it was, like, really funny, because honestly, like, I shared it and did write, like, a negative review about it on my Instagram story, if some of you guys saw it or not. And it was a very, like, definitely super negative review of it, because I was thinking that for me, the goal is to, maybe for some of you guys who's like, oh, I think I trust Angel's musical opinion or whatever, or I think he's doing this, this, and that, like, to kind of like think a little bit critically about the things that we are listening to and the people that we are choosing to help make famous, you know, day by day. And maybe some of you thought about it critically, and then maybe some of you just thought it was just an asshole, and then maybe some people agreed, and some people just didn't even care to look at it and moved on from it, which and all of those are fine, by the way. All of those are completely understandable.
Valid opinions.
Yes, valid opinions. But, you know, thinking a little bit more critically about, damn, like, why is this guy worth all this money as a singer when clearly, like, it's not there, like, so it's just like, and the thing is that we're kind of fortunate that he had the balls to do that, because he had the balls to do that, and there's many like him right now, you know, many, too many of that, and it's just like, where is the line, how do we get to the line, and I don't have that answer, honestly, but there has to be a standard. And I cannot stress that enough. Like, why are you gonna take your car to get fixed? Why are you gonna pay someone who's not a mechanic to fix your car? You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, like if I charge you $5,000 to fix your car, like your transmission or something. Like why should I receive that money if I don't even know?
I think for us it's just like, well, kind of like struck a chord. It's like, like, we've invested so much time into learning our craft. Like both of us have taken vocal lessons. We've taken, like, guitar lessons. Like, you have a degree in, like, classical guitar. And, like, this dude just, like, literally tainted a song. That's, like, one of the classics. And, like you can tell he doesn't, like, he's not a singer. So it's like, if you're not a singer, stick to your own thing. Just stick to what you do. Like, don't...
There's other ways to make money.
Yeah, exactly. Like, what bothered me is just like that he took opportunity of the situation to make a cover just to get some views.
And I actually got one of my friends that I had an interesting conversation with that he debated to me that like, he's like, well, one of his debates was like, well, that guy's worth this amount of money, you know? And he's like, well, what? And even that way that he is, that like a doesn't know how to sing, whatever, he still people already think he's that.
Yeah.
And I was trying to tell him, well, that's kind of the problem that we're running into, is that we have this, and like, maybe those people could be worth all that money somewhere else, you know? Somewhere else, but it's just a very... He was like, well, what if this guy asked you to go on tour with him, and he'd pay you to go on tour with him, would you go? And I was like, well, honestly, right now, yes, because the money would help me, and it would help me get my name out there, and I would look at it as a way to, like, okay, you're paying your dues, you know? But if I'm already someone who's established, and I'm doing the things that I want to do, and I feel like I'm getting places, no. I wouldn't do it, because, and it's my, again, that comes aligned to like my own integrity, is that I want to be working with music and musicians and people that are in the realm.
And I think that's where the line is drawn. Like right now we kind of don't have, like, we have the choice, like we can give up the money. Like, obviously we both know that we could use the money, we probably would. Take the work with someone like that, but later on down the line we would have the option to like not. And the reason is, it's like, why would you work with someone who has so much money and doesn't invest in themselves to learn how to sing? Like, if you're worth all these millions of dollars, why don't you take the lessons like you really want to sing that song?
You can afford the best.
You can afford the best lessons and like actually best learn how to sing
people.
But yeah, I don't know.
And like, there's people out there who work miracles, man. Like that girl, Lewis.
Yeah, like, you know, like,
but they're good. They're good at what
they know. They know how to make a non-singer a singer. Like, you know.
Yeah. You know, and at least be in tune or something.
Yeah.
In and this, like, case, it was just like, all, man, every other note was off. You know.
Yeah, it's just
completely off. Sometimes sometimes a note was like, where did that one come from?
And I think that's what like annoys us, is that like people think that that was good and it's not, you know, like,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
it was not good, you know, not like, not even mediocre, like, I don't even know how to explain it. It's just
it,
like,
was be,
like,
it was be way below
me. What we're trying to do is just like kind of pay attention to what you're listening to and what,
yeah,
you're,
it's
what you're
just
like. Like, I don't know, coming from our perspective, because like we're a little like we kind of have studied a little bit, like you more than I have, but like we know what it takes to actually hit a note correctly, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just like when you don't hear it there, and like you see people like making money off of that shit, it's just like, seriously, like, how do people think this is good? But honestly, like, I'm kind of thankful that like I read through the comments, and like the majority of them were like people actually saying like,
yeah,
what do you do? Like, this is not good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and it's like good. You know that, but unfortunately, it's like that's what sells right now. It's like people just, it's an image. You know, it's not actually the talent or like the stuff.
Yeah, and for better or worse, like honestly, I don't apologize for like my musical,
yeah,
integrity and for having my opinion be that way. Like, it is what it is, and like I'm not gonna back down from it, and like, why would I, you know? It's like I believe in a certain theme when it comes to music,
yeah,
because to me music is what I do, like my life in general, like it's what I do 24/7. So I think that I need to respect the craft so it can respect me back.
And yeah. And I think that's,
hold it to a standard.
I think that's why a lot of these artists don't make it in the long run, because they don't respect the craft. And it's like, if you don't respect the craft, like if you don't actually put the time to invest in it and actually make something worthwhile, like, of course you're not gonna last a long time, because like, it's like anything else, you know, like, I don't know, like, you're gonna invest in a home, you want to invest in something that's good and that's going to last you a long time. Same thing for your career. So these guys that are, like, just willing to sign their lives away, like, really quick just to make a quick buck, of course you're not going to last a long time. Like, you know, I don't have anything against, like, record labels and stuff like that, but, like, I'm just kind of saying, like, what the reality is, like, you sign a record label just to be famous, that's only gonna last you a long time, because people change their minds like that. You know, you need to, if you're really interested in going into a career in music, like you better, and you want it to last, you better make sure it's something good,
mm-hmm,
not something just like quick, you know? Like, I don't know, I feel like a lot of the music today is kind of like, how can I describe this? Like, let's say compare music to like a pair of jeans or something like that, or like, I don't know, if you buy a pair of jeans at the dollar store versus Levi's, which one's gonna last you the longest? You know, probably Levi's, because they've invested in like getting good quality, versus the dollar store, they just something quick, you know. It's the same thing in music, it's the same thing in any type of career. Like, you want to invest the time in order to get it right. And you know, like, it's just sad that like a lot of the music now is just, it's just an image more than actually the quality of the sound.
One of my favorite scenes in the movie of Bohemian Rhapsody was when they made the song Bohemian Rhapsody, and the guy was like, the record label guy was like, nah, this is fucking stupid, like,
yeah,
nobody likes opera, like, nobody's gonna listen to this song is too long. And they all were like, you know what, like, fuck this guy, our product is good, we'll take it somewhere else. And that's the kind of thing that I respect a lot in artists, is when you believe in your own,
yeah,
craft, and you believe in what you have, and you say, fuck that guy, like, I know this shit, I like it, I believe in it, I dig it. So if he doesn't, like, fuck him. And now you have the complete opposite usually is that you'll tell, they'll probably tell this artist, like, hey, just do this, like, why you,
yeah,
don't do that song because it's not this, and then they're like, okay, yeah, fuck it, like, they gotta do what they say,
yeah,
like, or
this will make the most money,
yeah, so, and it's just like, it's part of, and it's true, they could have taken a hit, maybe Bohemian Rhapsody, they could have left and never been queen again, but that's the game. Like, part of the process. So you have to be willing to lose for your integrity, for sure.
Yeah.
And if you're not willing to lose for the integrity, I think, in my opinion, is you should just, you know, go do something else, because it's part of it. It's part of it. Because
eventually you're going to lose.
Yeah. And you have to fight. That's kind of like, art is always controversial. Like art is pushing the way forward, and like it has the power to do a lot of things, you know, to move worlds. And I think that as an artist, you kind of have a responsibility to fight against the wind, you know. Yeah. To like really push things forward, and you have to like break barriers, and you have to fight against this stuff. Yeah. Like you, that, and like what, like the same friend was like, well, I mean, you're just, because you think that doesn't mean that the industry is gonna change.
And that's very true.
And I was like, I know the industry will only change by action. I can only do something for it and help that and like push that forward so that things can be better, or things can, or do something that I think helps, is the only thing that really I can do. But I know if I just sit around thinking, oh, well, that guy shouldn't be famous, that guy's not a singer, like, that guy doesn't have any talent.
Yeah.
They're still gonna be, like, even after this video, like, his record's already sold, his song's already hits. Like, he's already famous. It doesn't matter it doesn't almost matter that he did that, because it's like, fuck it. Like, he's already fucking famous, and he already makes money, his tickets are already sold. His concerts, so it's like, and I know that, and you know, good in a way, good for him, you know, he made his money, and now those people, if they're smart with it, they can run with it before their time runs out, and use that money for something, you know, something good, hopefully.
Yeah.
Something that changes the world, maybe not in music but in other aspects.
Yeah.
But like, it's just like such a, and if you look at it, it's such a big difference, like what we have now versus like what like
was,
and it's a huge difference as to like what went, where did it start, you know, like falling into that category, because even when you had okay, let's say like in a certain amount of time period, you had people like Sinatra, Dean Martin, who were famous, and right. Mm-hmm. And then you started getting into more like the Beatles, and then you got into like people like Guns N' Roses or Metallica or Nirvana or all these bands, you know, Queen, Motley Crue, and all these people are mainly completely different artists, right?
Yeah.
And then even in Mexico, you had Sonora Santanera, Vicente Fernandez, Juan Gabriel, Javier Solís. Jose, you know, then you had other bands too, like Enanitos Verdes and
Maná,
Juanes, all these Latin American artists, you know, and all these people, you know, are different, completely different artistically, nothing to do with one another, but the only thing that all these people shared in common is that they're all good at what they do. They know, they understand the music, they're the real deal, because you know, and they're all from different time periods, you know?
Yeah.
They all from all over the place. And you know, people still listen to Sinatra. You said you watched The Joker, and
the movie is basically like Frank Sinatra's That's Life. That's like the theme song of the movie. Sorry.
Exactly.
And it's like, that's years ahead, like the movie just came out, and and that song like was years ago, you know?
Again, why? Because Frank's product was always good.
Yeah,
he was always a good singer, and he always had the best of the best arrangements and the best of the best musicians. And
he worked with Quincy Jones,
engineers, you know, producers,
yeah,
to help him, you know, get there. And it's just like,
and I think the other thing that's like bothering me too is that like recently I've seen that like all these reggaeton stars are like complaining that they don't have a lot of representation in the Grammys. I'm like, well, make some good shit, you know, like.
Yeah.
If you're complaining that you didn't get nominated, why didn't you get nominated? Complaining isn't going to do anything. Take action. Do something good. Do something in order to get nominated.
Which is, by the way, in my thing, to say, like, to people who saw my story, and they were like, oh, like, fuck this guy. Like,
he's not worth like the amount of money as this guy is. I know, mm-hmm. but the difference is I do take action to to like writing my stuff and like trying to put it out there. Mm-hmm. So that's why I put it, because I'm not just sitting here talking shit.
Yeah,
I'm sitting here like we're dropping some shit, like, you know, like for even if you think our shit is bad or you think it's good or whatever, I, to be honest, I kind of don't care.
Yeah.
But like the point is that I'm not just talking about it. I am doing something that's trying to move things forward for me and for the music in general. So
I have a question for you. I think that this would be kind of interesting. Like,
yeah.
So you're saying like how earlier, like so Queen, like they knew, they said fuck you to the record label, you know? And because they knew that their stuff was good. And like, obviously you have to have confidence knowing that your stuff is good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that these reggaeton stars like actually know that their stuff is trash?
Mm.
Or do you think that they're like so just like clouded,
I think
that they don't know that it's
I think
not
that
good?
Probably some of them are clouded by the fame and their ego, and they're like, why, like, they're like, I'm famous, I made it, like, mm-hmm. this and that. And I think that there are some of them that they know it's trash and they just don't care because they're making money either way. So they're just like, fuck it, I don't care. You can talk shit, it's trash, sure, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's still playing in the club, it's still making billions of dollars, you know? So, but then it starts to get to the point where we're talking about, like, how... the point of, like... Because there is a point where, like, it's about leaving a legacy behind...
Yeah,
you know,
that's my main thing. I think
about leaving something behind, because we all come and go. You know, like you know, like Jose was one of my favorite singers. Is one of my favorite singers, and he was one, like, me listening to his music as a young musician. Like, was like one of the things that I was like, oh shit, I should study music. I should, you know, I should get in on this. I should learn how to play like this. I should learn how this works. Like, this is cool. Like. So, you know, and obviously he left a legacy behind, you know, and then that's the thing with these guys that are complaining, oh, well, the Grammys didn't represent me. They told me, it's like, well, yeah, of course not, you know. I can see why the Grammy committee could be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah, it all sounds the same now.
These guys are all sound the same. They're all, most of them can't really sing or have any musical ability, so... Why are we gonna put them in the same category with all these people that do sing, that do have musical ability, that do write their own shit, like they write their own songs and they write their own chord progressions and all this stuff? Like, where
their stuff is not overly produced.
Yeah, why
to hide their inconsistencies?
Yeah, why are those guys gonna be in the same category as Alejandro Sanz when Alejandro Sanz writes his own stuff? He's a good singer. He knows what he's doing, or Maná, or Luis Miguel, or, you know. Endless artists that are there, even the banda stuff, dude. Like, at least those guys write their own shit, you know.
Yeah, actually.
You know,
they play their instruments.
They can play their instruments. They write stuff, like all this stuff. It's like, well, yeah, of course. Like, do you see, like, and part of us doing this is like to try and put the disconnection out there.
Yeah,
it's like,
just kind of open your mind a little.
Yeah,
bit,
open your mind a little bit to like the music that you're listening to and to what's being put out there in the world now, and it's like. Because it's important, I feel like, for us, it's like kind of a duty, like, to be like, okay, look, this is what's kind of happening here, and, like, we get to experience a lot of it day in and day out, especially being here in LA and stuff, and doing it, like, actually being part of the hustle and the rap race around here about with the music and stuff. So it's like trying to, like, open your mind, and maybe you don't care what you listen to because you're like, fuck it, this is balls my head, it's good, it's playing in the clubs and cool, like, yeah, we're not like expecting this to disband the reggaeton genre. It's just a thing of like, here is what's happening and here's what it is, and you decide for yourself, like,
yeah,
like well,
like, we mainly give this advice to people who want to be in music, and we're just saying, like, if you really want a long lasting career in music, then you need to hold on to your integrity. You know, it's because, like, these guys aren't going to last a long time. Like, it's just, again, delayed gratification. Don't just take the quick route out, you know?
And I also think it's important for non-musicians to know this, too.
Yeah.
To know this.
Because it applies to a lot of different areas.
It applies to a bunch of different areas, but it can also make you think, like, damn, like, these, maybe you can look at us and be like, damn, they're right, like, these guys that are super famous, they don't have any talent, like,
of course not,
you know, that's what we're trying to say, like, and it's not a platform also saying, like, oh, like, well, we should be famous, not them.
Yeah, no.
No, it's like, just saying,
we're barely starting out.
Yeah, whoever deserves to get it, we'll get it. There's room for everybody, pretty much, but this is just, to me, sometimes it seems like a little bit of a fraud. It's like, well, if you look good, just go be a model, man. You can make money modeling, you can make money, like, being an actor or something, like, just looking good in the back, it's just like, fuck it, you know?
Like,
there's has to be, like, a respect for what you do, and, like, respecting different fields and different genres, and
like, just don't say you're something you're not.
Yeah.
You know, like, stick to your little realm. Like, don't say something you're not and then complain that you're not getting recognition for that thing that you're not, if that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm a reggaeton star and, like, I didn't get nominated for best singer. Like, of course not, because you're not a singer.
Yeah.
You're, like, basically, like, just mumbling a lot. You know, it's just like, just stick to your realm, you know?
And music always, like, makes you feel something, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, in a way, that's kind of what it's supposed to do. And these things, like, this kind of music almost, like, has no meaning to it. It's like, what?
Yeah,
it's kind of
there's no message, you know, and
there's
that's the point of music.
Yeah. there's no message, and there's just like, oh, well, here's this song that's not the same exact as this last one. And that's what I don't ever, like, that's why I don't want to get lost. I think in my opinion, that I would hate to see it, like, be completely disbanded, is that we get into an era where, like, now the music isn't, oh shit, like, that song is good, like, the lyrics are heartfelt, the music is good, like, you know, it's relatable. Now we get into an era where it's like, well, why does this all sound the same? Why is it not thing, like, where it's like
I think people are actually getting kind of annoyed of it, because I recently discovered this artist called Sima Funk. He's from Cuba, and because I like just finding, like, new artists who are unsigned and who are actually, like, hustling it out and, like, are actually producing good music without a label. I think that's really cool, and this guy is doing that. He comes from Cuba, and, like, what I read about him is this: he's like, the way they described him was that he's, like, the saving grace of Cuba, because he came out of a place where, like, a bunch of people are just trying to do a reggaeton to get a quick buck, and everybody's getting tired of it. So this guy, he, like, came out, he's doing, like, a fusion of, like, funk and, like salsa and, like, cool, like, little beats, and, like, it's super different, and he sings really good, and, like, he has really good musicians, and it just, like, he's out there, you know, like, and he's different from everything that's, like, coming. And I think that's really cool that people, like, are realizing that they're like, okay, like, yeah, all of this is, like, sounds the same, here's this guy who, like, kind of broke the mold, and it's like, oh, that's dope, you know, like, cool, finally someone that doesn't sound like another Bad Bunny or just a mumbler, you know, like, just with a beat. Like, I think that's really cool. I don't know if you can think of, like, any other artists that are, like, kind of doing that right now. And, like, that's the thing, is, like, it's very hard.
It's very,
like,
hard
right
to
now,
everything
sounds the same. Everything sounds the same. Everybody just, like, wants to sing and over a beat, you know?
Yeah, and even if you look at a comparison to, like, some of the lyrics that are on the radio now these days to, like, lyrics that were happening before, like, even from all genres, I'm not just saying mariachi or Mexican music, I'm saying, like, all genres that had, like meaningful lyrics, and they were, like, trying to make a point with it.
Like, yeah, even, like rap nowadays, like, anybody can be a rapper, you know, there's very few rappers nowadays that, like, actually say something with their lyrics, like, Jay-Z back in the day, Eminem, trying to think, like, Tupac, like, straight up, like, they had messages in their lyrics. They would talk about, like, real shit, you know? There's very few rappers that I can talk about nowadays that, like, literally don't say shit. they're like just talking about like partying, getting fucked up and getting high, and it's like, so what, dude? Like, you sound like every other rapper. Like, say something real. What did you go through to get where you're at? You know, like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, what? There's like no. It's hard to explain, but like, I think that music has always had a form of like, has had a, how do I say this, like a duty, you know, to like make controversy or like make people feel something, like right, like one of the shows I watched was, I was telling you like Mozart in the Jungle, and then the guy was talking about like he's asking the guy, the conductor, is like, well, why did, do you know why Beethoven wrote triple fortissimo in the Rocca? Well, and then he's like, no, why? And he's like, because he wanted to start a fucking war. Like, he wanted to, like, start, like, make people feel something, you know?
Yeah.
Like, because he was going through some shit, and then, like, he was letting it out, you know? And it's just, like, that was, like, a point that was being made, and now it's just, like, that whole point's, like, now gets lost, like...
Yeah, like, there's no point in a lot of the music today, and, yeah. Like, for us, that's what we believe music is. It's like, you need to portray something, you need to talk about something. It's like any art, you know, like, it's just like, it says something, like, it's supposed to, that's the point of art, and that's the point of music. It's supposed to say something, and it's supposed to speak your truth. And a lot of this is like, doesn't speak any truth, you know? It just says random shit, and that's it, you know?
And it's like, I think that it's like detrimental to society, like when the art is not good, that also means that the culture is not good.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree with that.
Which is like, fuck. It starts to bleed into our day in and day out life of like, of that. And it can affect stuff sometimes. It can affect things, you know, in a negative or a positive way. I don't know, but it's just like, it just, I think that it, I think for me, it just dumbs down society a little bit.
Yeah.
When like, these guys are super famous, and it's just like, it makes me think, like, what are you, when you're listening to the music, like, how come, how does that sound appealing to you? Like, how do you listen to that and say, oh man, that guy's good, he's a great singer. It's like, how,
like, what happened?
Yeah, like,
where did that switch occur?
Yeah, like, how does that make sense to some people? Because, and again, this is, at this point, it's not a matter of opinion, it's just a matter of,
like, actual
facts that, okay, this guy is not a singer, he sucks ass at singing, like, no, it doesn't, it's not a thing, like, so that's what's my thing, is like, it's like very interesting for me to sit back and analyze, like, oh well, this guy's like, that guy's talented, and he's got this, and when it's like, well, obviously he's not, like, how does that equate in your head, like, of saying that, and maybe it's because a lot of people just don't know any better, they don't know any better of, like,
that could be it,
of like, well, what is better than that? And it's just like, well, a lot of, most things, to be quite honestly, but it's just like, and I guess that's what, you know, we're here to do, is like, we'll try and tell you guys, like, if you're not a musician, like, maybe think a little bit more critically, like, damn, like, fuck, like, why?
Like, again, music is supposed to tell a point, and what is a lot of these musics, what's the point of it? You know, what is the story that's being told? And then it's really not, there's no story, you know, like, how can I describe this, like, music should make you, like, feel more than just nodding your head. Like, honestly.
Yes.
Like,
it's hard.
Like, that's cool, like, if there's a cool beat, you know, and, like, you're nodding your head, but what does it speak to you? What does it make you feel? Like, you know, like, that's the point of art. Like,
you know, the same thing actually happened to Rubén Blades
Yeah.
With Pedro Navaja.
Pedro Navaja.
Pedro yes. Navaja is a badass jam. People know it. Like yeah. people know
everybody
it
fucking knows
today.
It.
And yeah. the, and when he brought it out, they were telling him, Sony was like, nah, that song is too long. Like
it's 8 minutes long. It's
no, nobody's gonna listen to that. Like it sucks. Like yeah. And he was like, you know what? Fuck these guys. Yeah. Like I like this song. I like what we did with it, so I'm gonna put it out to the yeah. world, and the people are gonna think whatever the fuck they're gonna think anyway. Yeah. So you know, so I'm gonna put it out.
Yeah.
You know.
And look, it's still.
And look, it's
today.
Still, it's still being played today, and it's an 8 minute song.
Yeah.
Just you know, 8 minute song of like intensity, power, a story that's being followed. Through,
yes.
Yes.
A story, like it. It's just like, the story.
It's just like the same reason that we tell people to read and like. And expand your imagination
yeah.
and expand your mind. It's the same kind of the same thing with
yeah.
with the music. It's just like you're painting a picture with words and harmony
mm-hmm.
and pitch and like all these weird fucking instruments.
See,
that,
and
like,
you just literally describe what music should be.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of the new music doesn't have. A lot of the new music doesn't have harmony, doesn't have pitch, doesn't have a story. Like that's what music should be. This
yeah.
is it's a combination of all these things. It's not just like it. Music is basically a recipe, like if you're eating something. Like let's say you want to have some paella. It's not just rice and shrimp. It's rice, it's shrimp, it's spices, it's oysters, it's like the whole, it's, tiene sazón, tiene, like it's a whole mix of things to make the plate actually what it is, and that's what music is, and that's what like bothers us is that it doesn't have that anymore. Like music doesn't really have that. It's just like two elements and then boom, and then like, and that's what we're trying to like bring back. It's like, music has to have all this stuff to make it good, and that's why music doesn't, the music now, in my opinion, that's why it's not going to last so long, because I feel that people do really want the good stuff, yet we're so clouded by all this trash right now that's what we think is good. But once you start hearing like, and like that's why we're telling you all these things, this is what it should all have, and once you start paying attention to it, you're like, oh shit, like that's right. Like I hear it, I pay attention now. Like I see all the little intricate details in what this music should be. I hear the story. I feel what the singer is telling me, versus like I'm just nodding my head.
Yeah,
makes sense.
And that's another thing that like doing that puts you on autopilot mode.
Yeah.
Like now everything is autopilot.
You drift.
Like you drift. Like okay, this song has no meaning. This is like just another beat. Like
mm-hmm.
I'm not thinking anymore.
Yep.
And sometimes you can even get really deep into talking about like how what some of the books that we talk about say how like the system is basically designed for you to fail.
Yeah.
Like we're put into a system that is designed for us to
mm-hmm.
fail, and it's just like I think it's from everything. It's to the food we eat, to the music, to the books, to the shit that's being pumped down pop culture. Is most of the time is to keep you dumb. Like I mean a side tangent, but me and Beto, we're talking about like the book Gear Badass Mickey Money, right?
Yeah.
And how he said that he read it, it's really good. And then he was talking about damn, he's like yeah, he's like I learned a lot like from my businesses and stuff and from my money, and I was like, yeah, so did I, like it's really like helped me a lot. Like I'm, you know, now I see the big difference and shit and then my finances. And then he's like, dude, why didn't they have this fucking class when we were in high school?
Exactly.
Like, why weren't they talking about this shit when we were in high school? Like, why?
Yeah.
You know? And it's just the same thing. Well, yeah, because the point of the system is to keep you, to dumb you down, to keep you dumb.
Yeah.
And so you just do, you know, comply, and
yeah.
you comply, and you just don't say anything. And like, up to a certain extent, I believe, maybe it's a crazy conspiracy, that's part of why the music is that way.
I was literally just going to say the same thing.
Yeah, because...
I was literally going to say the same
because
thing.
It dumbs you
yeah.
down. You stop
yes.
you stop thinking.
You don't
stop
think.
Being able to have an imagination, to, like to hear a song and say, fuck, like, Pedro Navaja, that's a crazy-ass story. Like,
yeah.
ese güey estaba saltando gente.
Yeah.
And like,
he killed a cop. Like,
yeah.
He killed a woman. Like,
yeah.
what?
Yeah, like, well, where is this story going? And, like, you start to think
yeah.
about it in your head, and you're like, whoa, like, what the
yeah.
fuck? This is crazy. Like... You know, like, and then the music adds drama and adds effects that you're
yeah.
like, whoa, what the fuck?
It changes like
yeah.
keys like five times.
Yeah,
you
and
know?
you can hear like the drastic events happening, and you can feel it in your head. You're like, oh,
yeah.
whoa, that's cool. It's like playing your own little action movie in your head
yeah.
through the song, and it's just like that's why it's good, you know. And like
yeah.
sometimes that's what it takes. You just have to say fuck it, like fuck it, and then like.
you let the everyone else decide, like, what what's good and what's not to the public.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like it does suck, and it is like sad that it's that way. And maybe it is that way, that because it's just dumbs people down, you know? It dumbs you down to just listen to something and just be like,
yeah. And it goes back to, like, again, real music, like, should make you think and should make you feel. And, like, yeah, we can get really into, like, conspiracy theories, but, like, yeah, like, everything wants you to fail. The system wants you to fail. So if it can put out music that makes you not think and just makes you, like, bob your head, of course that's what they're going to push out to sell. Yeah. Like,
of course.
Like literally, like, pay attention to, like, good music. Like, we can name artists and we can name, like, lyrics that, like, you should read and, like, pay attention to them. Like, a good little exercise is find songs that you like and just read the lyrics and see how good they are.
Yeah, read, like, the lyrics, read the lyrics without the music.
Without the music. And, see, like, if it sounds like poetry, like, fuck, they're onto something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of songs that, like, are very poppy and, like, are very mainstream, but the lyrics are really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, honestly, like, I feel that if they would have taken another route and not just, like, just make it pop until they make it into the radio, like, it would have been a lot better. Like, I can't even, like, think of something right now, but yeah, just, like, read lyrics and, like, you'll see, like, okay, like, this guy actually took the time to write a message versus just, like, I think Ed Sheeran is a good example, actually.
Ed Sheeran
was really good lyrics. He just came into my mind.
Sam Smith.
Yeah, like, they're both very mainstream.
Yeah.
But they write good lyrics. That's good music. Mm-hmm. That's good music. I would agree with that. Like,
yeah, like, we just played a song.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele.
Adele.
John Legend.
Oh my God, yes, John Legend. John Legend. I love John Legend. Yes. Just read their lyrics. Like, they're really good. Just, they have messages. They have, and like, they're musicians too. Like, or like, I don't know about if Sam Smith and Adele, like, if they play an instrument.
I think Adele plays piano. And
probably, but I mean, their voices, like, just right there. Like, they can actually sing.
Yeah, you know, so that's a start.
Actually, yeah, that's a good start right there, you know? But it's just like, yeah, like, just pay attention, you know, like, yes. Actually, don't just hear music, listen. Like, there's a difference between hearing and listening, you know, like, you pay attention, and you pay attention to all the little details, like, listen to a song, like, if you can listen to a song several times and find different things to it, like, ooh, like, you know,
I don't know. And it's different for sure, because some people may be confused, but what am I listening for, and it's just like, well, that's the thing, that you kind of shouldn't know what you're listening for. You just know that you're listening, and then something happens, and you're like, oh shit, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, like, it's different for us as musicians, because I know I'm listening for something all the time.
Yeah.
I know I'm looking for something in the music. I'm looking for something that is sometimes it's not as relatable to the public, because it's something like, oh, like, I'm looking for a certain type of harmony. I'm looking for a certain type of melody. I'm waiting for a certain type of riff. I'm waiting for a certain type of hook. And I think about it that way because I'm a musician. But, and maybe you're, again, probably if you're not a musician, you're not going to think about it that way. And what I said doesn't necessarily make so much sense to you. Mm-hmm. But you can still, just because you don't know about harmonies and melodies and keys and all this shit, like, doesn't mean that you can't think about critically about music.
Yeah.
You should, like, because like, all the people that got famous, like Pedro Navaja and Andrew Imbrales, mm-hmm. and all these, like, songwriters, like, it's like, Pedro Navaja is such an intricate musical piece.
Yeah.
Like, it has interesting harmonies all over the place, key changes.
I think, too, like, for a lot of people that, like, follow us and the people that we know and that we're, like, trying to talk to and say, like, listen to like, good music, I know a lot of the people that follow us and that we're friends with and that, like, maybe not are not musicians, listen to mariachi. And mariachi music, like, you may not know what you're listening to, but it makes you feel all these things. Like I'm trying to think of a good song. El Rey. Everybody knows El Fucking Rey. El Fucking Rey. Everybody knows El Rey. Like, everybody knows the lyrics to it. Everybody knows the music, you know? And every time you hear it, like, you know what you're listening to, you know? Like, you hear all these little intricacies. You hear the trumpets. You hear the violins. They make you feel, you know, like,
they, you can see the people light up.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they know the lyrics and, like, they know what it means, you know? Like, sigo siendo el rey. Like, I'm the one in charge, you know? Like, I mean, basically what that song says is, like, I don't give a fuck who's in my life. I'm in charge.
Yeah.
That's literally what that song means.
And that's another thing, like, that's one of the José Alfredo, right?
Yeah, José Alfredo Jiménez.
Songwriter.
Yeah.
His lyrics.
Yeah.
Was telling stories like all over the place of his life. Yeah. Like, I don't know, maybe you told me that story about that song.
Which one?
Or someone told me a story, I don't know how true it is, about that song in Rey.
Yeah.
Yeah, that like his girlfriend like kicked him out of the house, and that's why he's like, yo sé bien que estoy afuera.
Pero oh, shit. I didn't know that. I had no idea.
He was like telling her, like sigo siendo rey, like he's like, yo no tengo trono ni rey, nobody owns me, nobody owns my thoughts, like I'm still like
I'm in control of my life, like I am in charge, like, and like that's why people get so lit up, because they're like, they feel it, he's like, yeah, you know, like, and then the song ends like, oh shit, like I'm back to normal, like, you know, like, but you feel that song, you're
kind
like,
of takes you somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, like so many songs in mariachi, like listen to mariachi and like pay attention to the lyrics, pay attention to the music, like one of my favorite songs to sing is like Botella Envenenada, mm-hmm. or Si Dios Me Quita La Vida, you know, there are like certain lyrics, like it's just like I'm trying to think of like the lyrics that it says in that song.
Si Dios Me Quita La Vida?
Yeah, but because it says something like, because of jealousy, like en el mismo cielo me vuelvo a morir. Por los celos en el mismo cielo me vuelvo a morir. Like, because of so much jealousy, like if I'm already dead and I'm in heaven, I'll still have jealous, like I'll still be jealous, and in heaven I'll die again. Like, what? Like, who thinks of that? You know, like not. I can't think of songs that actually write lyrics like that today. Like, where is that? You know, like you hear that and you're like, God damn, like what happened? You know, mm-hmm. or like Botella Envenenada. You know, like what was it? Quisiera yo saber quién hace el vino, or like, por eso le suplico al que hace el vino, que mande una botella. ¿Qué es ese? Por eso le suplico al que hace el vino,
que mande una botella
del vino envenenada. Yeah, so it's like, I'm so heartbroken by this woman that I'm asking the bartender to send me just a bottle that's poisoned. It's like, oh my god, like what?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Like, holy shit!
Like, when you think about it, you're like, damn, like that person was going through something crazy, like a crazy ass breakup, like some shit was like really, really in there, you know? And there was a lyric I was thinking about, because I'm like I said, I love José José, and like I'm like probably in my feels because he died and shit, but El Amari Querer, like when it's like saying like. Todos sabemos querer, pero pocos sabemos amar. It's like crazy, like he's explaining the difference, like two
words just, that you can like know, you know, you know, but
and they almost sometimes they get skewed and they feel it feels like they mean the same thing, but he's like in the song, it's like no, look, listen, like this is the difference, like when you really like love something or you really love someone, cuando amas, like all this shit, like el que ama no puede pensar todo, lo da todo, lo da. El que quiere pretender, llorar y nunca llorar y nunca llorar. And it's just like, whoa, that's like intricate shit. Like, like that's the kind of stuff, again, going back to the same thing, that you listen to and it makes you think. And that song just right there can make you think about certain things, like, man, like what? Que amo y que quiero, you know? Like that, you know? Starts making you kind of like, yeah, what's the difference? Like,
And like, it's cool too, like, good music, like, will make you interpret the song your own way, you know?
Yeah, and it's
like there's so much hidden messages that you don't know what the writer like went through to say that. Going back to José Alfredo, like El Corrido del Caballo Blanco, like it's like, oh, este es el Corrido del Caballo Blanco.
Feliz Arrancada.
Yeah, Feliz Arrancada. I've heard that song's actually about a car. It's about his white Chevy or something that they were like on tour in Mexico and it broke down. You know, so it's like. But you hear it and you're like, oh man, it's about a horse. It's like, but you know, like there's that poetry within it. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many songs like that. Like,
se me acabó la fuerza.
De la mano izquierda. Like, what? Like, what does that mean? You know, like.
Voy a dejarte el mundo.
Para ti solita.
Yes.
Like, and that's what we're saying. Like,
and even that, because he said Caballo Blanco, I remember that. He goes, like, this crazy, like, he goes back, he's like, como al caballo blanco le solté la rienda. Yes. He's like saying, like, one of his, because he says in that Caballo Blanco, le solté la rienda y se fue a puro pelo, or something like that.
Yeah.
And then this is like, he's like going back to his other reference, and he's like, como al caballo blanco, you know, I let it go, a ti también te suelto, y te me vas ahorita.
Like, you know,
yeah.
It's like something more powerful and like, yeah, you know, like really just, you know, take a moment to think about it, because thinking is the greatest power that everyone has. Is like, it's in here, and like you can use it. That's something that nobody can take away from you, no matter what, is your own train of thought.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that sometimes it's like, well, they are trying to take away your own train of thought, because once you start thinking and shit for yourself, you can start thinking about shit and be like, wait, what the fuck? Like, fuck that. Like, that's not right. Like, that's not good. Like, that doesn't sound good. Like, and then, you know, that, like, it's just like, it's consistently fighting against the wind. Like, see, you know, like, like, the system is made to make us fail, and we're put into a system where it's like, yeah, like, that's why we have to fight against it. Like, we're the only ones that can do something about it, or make a difference with shit. So it's like, you know, listen to good music and like,
what would you recommend people to listen to right now? Honestly, we're both gonna say Jose, because we're in the fields right now.
But
aside from
that, like, think Juan Gabriel has a ton of great lyrics. Guns N' Roses también tiene good lyrics.
Yeah.
November Rain is a good song. Like, Maná has good lyrics.
Oh, yeah.
Juanes has good lyrics. Maroon 5 has good lyrics. Like, at least back in the day, they
sold out.
They
sold out. Like, it sucks because they were so good back then. Now they
Chance the Rapper.
Yeah. Not all of his stuff, but
yeah.
I like the majority of his stuff.
Esperanza Spalding is a good, like, young. She was a jazz bassist and stuff, but she writes really good songs too.
Yeah.
Like, we've mentioned John Legend, Sam Smith, Georgia Smith too.
Georgia Smith is really
Mon
good.
Mon Laferte.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Natalia Lafourcade.
Yes, Natalia Lafourcade.
And there's bands too, like, that people underrate, like Los Amigos Invisibles.
Oh, yeah,
Like,
just because you're not signed to a label doesn't mean, like, you're good. Like, honestly, I think the majority of people who are not signed are better than people that are signed.
Not
all the time. There are some people that are signed that are really, really good.
La Santa Cecilia.
Santa Cecilia signed, and I love them. They're amazing.
You can, you know, listen to them.
I love Santa Cecilia.
Like, that song that they're talking about, Ice and Yellow, and they're talking about real shit. They're talking
about
immigration and, like, families being separated.
And that's, that's what music should
do. It stirs the pot, because
it should stir the fucking pot.
It stirs the pot because maybe some of you are on the wagon for that, and maybe some of you aren't. It makes you think like, well, shit, through the song, like, look what's happening with the immigration statuses and shit. And, like, that's real shit, you know?
I think music gives you the platform to express yourself, what you're, like, actually feeling. Because I feel like nowadays, like, a lot of people don't really, like, they're like, oh, like, you shouldn't really talk about your emotions to, like, people, because everybody's, like, in their own shit, which is true. Like, everybody's dealing with their own shit. But when you put it down in music, like, it gives you the freedom to, like, actually express it the way you want to, and let people actually hear you out, and let that chord be struck to whoever's listening to. You know, they might feel the song a little differently, and that's completely cool, you know? Like, that's what music should be. Like, you should write it in a way to let the listener interpret it in a different way, not just bob their head.
Yeah. There's, like, so many good artists out there that have good lyrics. Like,
I'd recommend, like, Mon Laferte, J. Cole. I really love J. Cole. He's a really good rapper.
Kendrick Lamar too.
That's right. Oh yeah, Kendrick. Kendrick is a great example of a good fucking rapper right now.
To Pimp a Butterfly, fucking great album.
Yeah, dude,
man.
He has a message in his songs. He's super political, you know. Like, I don't agree with being super political all the time, but, like, this guy's, like, dope, because he's like, you know what, like, fuck the system, like, this is what it is, you know, like, this is what I live through, this is what I see, so I'm gonna write about it, you know, not just
Immortal Technique.
I don't know who that
is. You know who that is?
No.
Yeah, he's like some deep, crazy ass shit. Like.
Oh, actually, I think you
remember.
Devil. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
He talks about, like, some crazy ass shit he did in his past, and, like, the crimes he committed. You know, he was, like, trying to be a thug, and he's like, yeah, like, I did all this shit, and like, you're like, whoa, like, what the fuck? And he also sometimes talks about, like, super crazy, controversial political shit, like. he has a song that he has this conspiracy theory that George Bush was the one who planned 9/11 and like just like crazy shit like that, you know, the people that move like I'm not saying to become a conspiracy theorist, but, you know, but like there's people that have good lyrics out there that they're talking about real shit. Like 9/11 was a real shit, like was a real deal, and it was something very tragic that happened. He's saying what he feels about it, what feels he feels that went down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I think the main thing is like listen to music that's not on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the good stuff is.
Yes.
Because on the radio, in my opinion, it all sounds the same to me.
Like even that song I was listening to, that Arawarawara song that I was telling you guys.
Oh my god. Like, oh my god, don't even get me started on that.
I mean, que perrada esa canción.
Oh my god, it's so bad.
It's so bad, and she's actually not a bad singer, but...
Yeah, I know, I've backed her up. I backed up on Arawarawara, and I have huge respect for her, because she's a performer, and she sings. She sings really good. She can sing her ass off. But that new song she did is trash. I'm sorry, it's trash.
Yeah, like
again, it's my opinion, but I think it's just
horrible. Read the lyrics and recite it for yourself. Read the lyrics.
That's
Yeah,
it's just really
it's like
bad.
Very and just very distasteful, very unclassy, like very like ay, sí, bien perrada, así como la calle, mm-hmm. Más así, and it's just like okay, like what? Like and the thing is, you see the difference, right? In that song she's talking about, I guess, some dude cheated on her or whatever. Whatever the fuck that was, happened, heartbreak. Difference between, state the difference here, where it's just like this girl talking about heartbreak, and bien perrada así que te fuiste con la cucaracha y que no sé qué, and it's like what? And listening to someone, to some of the lyrics like Mon Laferte.
Funeral.
Yeah, funeral. Yeah, and it's just like or. Which one's the song? Tu Falta de Querer.
Tu Falta de Querer.
That she like wrote because her
ex cheated on.
Yeah, cheated on her, and like if you listen to that, the difference is easy. It's like
amazing.
Holy shit! You're like, well, the same thing happened.
Like, lyrics make so much. Like, okay, so Ana Bárbara in her song, she said something about like. It's stupid. It's stupid. And then Mon Laferte, her song, Tu Falta Querer, she says, ven y cuéntame la verdad, ten piedad. Like, whoa.
Like, yeah, tell me, why did you do this,
you know? Like,
it's just so much difference. Like, it's the same thing, you know? That's
not
like,
it's not the same story, but it's a similar idea.
It's a similar concept of what happened, and then...
It's a similar theme. That's actually the theme, word that I wanted to... The theme is the same in both songs, but it's just like one actually makes you feel like...
When you can picture the story happening.
Every time I hear that song, I'm just like, God damn, like, it's just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, what happened? And like the other one is just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Can't we, what? Like,
And
that's another thing. It's like, if the only exposure you have to music is what's on the radio, that's probably why you think that's good, because you're not listening to this other shit. You're not listening, thinking about like the difference in lyrics.
And this is where we go back into like the system wants you to fail, you know, like the school system doesn't teach you like what's actually in the knowledge and like books that will actually help you. It'll just surface level shit. Same thing on the radio, it's just surface level music.
Mm-hmm.
Like that doesn't really give a message. Like dig deeper, you know, like challenge yourself to like actually search for things that will actually make you feel and make you think, you know, and the things that are just given to you, like within like the way you're supposed to live, it doesn't really add any value into your life. Like why the fuck do you need to know that Saturn is a planet? Like in elementary school, like that doesn't really serve a purpose in your life. Like, unless you want to be an astronaut, and even then you can still fucking Google it.
Yeah, well now you can.
You can Google like anything. And like, and I think that's what like kind of like annoys us, is that like the real shit is beyond surface level. You have to dig deeper. You know, you have to like actually want to make yourself think and actually listen to like good shit. And yeah, I think that's like why we kind of got like annoyed at like seeing all this like really trash music.
Well, I mean, honestly, what triggered it was the whole Maluma thing that was like,
yeah, no, but like
we got the idea of it from that
yeah,
was like, okay,
yeah,
like, dude, this guy fucking sucks.
But it's like that, it's not just that, there's
but it,
like a lot of
it,
other stuff.
It shines a light on it, opens a door on something that's happening, something
yeah,
that not that's happening, that already happened, that's already done,
mm-hmm,
you know, like
yeah, I don't know, it's just like, again, like just challenge yourself to like, it's critical thinking and critical listening, you know, like there, like our previous episode was about books, and that's about critical thinking, like actually making yourself think and adding value into your life, investing in yourself. And this is critical listening, like finding like the appropriate type of music that like actually speaks a message and actually like says something.
And if you notice, we named people from different genres, because
yeah,
we're not saying, oh, just listen to Jose Alfredo Jimenez and
yeah,
all
no,
everything.
Like, we listen to everything.
Yeah, listen
you know?
To everything.
Yeah.
Like find artists
yeah,
like them. Send us artists.
Like I love all type of stuff. You know, like I like rap, I like
we
rock,
went,
I like,
yeah, we went from J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar to Maná to
Verdes,
Mon Laferte,
yeah,
like all these different types of artists that
yeah,
that are out there, you know? And we
yeah,
we're trying to kind of provide to everyone and the thing is like, for me, sometimes I've like been listening to this artist, and then like Spotify's like, oh, we'll recommend it artists.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And then I start like looking at this other person, and I'm like, oh shit, this person is dope too. Like, look at this song. It's like,
yeah,
like it's cool. Like, it strikes a chord, and like,
yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, yeah, he's
a
classic.
He's a really great example of like
yeah,
the whole intricate music thing, and like that song of Never Dreamed You'd Leave the Summer. Holy fuck, this shit's like crazy, and like it's really intense lyrics, and then the music behind it, and it's just like huge. Like, whoa! Like when you listen to that, you're like, damn, wow, it's crazy. Like,
yeah,
it's a cool story, you know. Like, yeah. So I mean, I guess the end of it is like, not trying to like change your musical opinion to be like ours, but we're trying
yeah,
to expand your knowledge
yeah,
in music.
Because the other thing too is like, we all have guilty pleasures.
Yeah,
I listen to some trash music too. Like, you know,
yeah,
like,
of course.
It's,
yeah,
but I know that it's trash.
We
know, you
know that you like Barbie Girl, and you.
Oh hell yeah!
Yeah,
you know, like Barbie Girl's a classic.
In a Barbie world,
it makes me feel like a Barbie Girl.
No. I think of myself as Ken.
No, but it's just like I know it's bad, and like I'm not gonna say that, like, they're singers or that they should deserve a Grammy. Like, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I want people who actually like hustled it out and like actually take the time to.
And there's
to
another know, example, like, who the fuck even wrote that song, and where is that song now?
Exactly. Like, you don't, yeah, honestly, you hear it once in a while, but
yeah,
not,
who wrote it? Like, I don't even know. Like, who the fuck, who was that artist?
Can you think of like a reggaeton song that came out like a year ago that's still like popping?
I mean, maybe Despacito,
but even then, it's like dying.
Yeah,
people are annoyed of it now.
Yeah, they're like, oh my god, it's that song again.
Yeah, like when it came out, honestly, like me too, I was like, oh shit, this is pretty cool. Like,
yeah,
it was on my head, but like now it's just like I hear them. Like,
and you
oh,
know what
right,
exactly happened? And I remember telling one of my cousins that was gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, listen to the rest of the shit that they're gonna put out a bunch of shit that's gonna come out after that, and it's gonna sound
just
like
that.
Because why? Because they're like, oh shit, that song made money. Let's make a bunch of songs that sound the same
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Okay, and then they're all gonna make money.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the only one that actually made money was Despacito, because that's the
yes,
one that.
Because it was the first one that kind of came out like that. And like that's the thing is like, when people want to make music to make money, it's gonna sound the same as other stuff that made money.
It's not
like,
unique.
Versus the people who are making music to make music, they're not doing it for the money, and that's why their shit sounds good and is different.
And a lot of the times, that's why they make even more money than the
exactly, because it doesn't sound. Juan Gabriel never sounded like any motherfucker out there.
Yeah.
And nobody today sounds like him.
Exactly.
There's imitators, but nobody that's like actually making money and like is super famous sounds like him. He was different. He was out there. He sounded good in banda. He sounded good in mariachi. He sounded good in salsa. He like wrote. He wrote like, I don't know, like 2,000 songs
rock,
or something like that. He sounded good in rock, like. My now was ahead of their time, like, you know, they, like, the dude's voice is, like, crazy, like, the lyrics were, like, insane. They had a blend of, like, honestly, they're, like, requinto stuff in their rock stuff, like, very, like,
they have a very, like,
when I listen to their music, I think of very wide genres. Like, they have, like, stuff that sounds like un poquito como trio, yeah. And then there's some stuff,
yeah,
that comes,
yeah,
in there, like,
you can't really, like, they're a Latin rock group, but they still have elements of other genres that it's like, oh shit, like, this is not really,
yeah,
rock, you know? And that's the thing, is, like, when you pigeonhole yourself into one genre, like, you're gonna sound like everything else. Like, everybody likes different types of music, you know? Like, not everybody just, like, oh, like, I just like mariachi. It's like, no, bullshit, like, I know you like other stuff, you know? Because other stuff speaks to you, like, we have different emotions and different music speaks to us in different ways. So the people who, like, kind of take that and make their own kind of, like, little genre are the ones that are pushing the boundaries and are actually, like, breaking the code. Versus, again, I go back to reggaeton because it all sounds the same. It all sounds the same. It's all the same shit. Like, Bad Bunny, Maluma, J Balvin, it's all literally the same fucking shit. It's not, nothing is different. You get a beat, you make a little rhyme, and boom. Like, yeah, some of it's actually, it sounds really cool because, like, of the beat, but someone's gonna make another song the next week and it's like, oh, here we go again. You know, like, and, like, don't complain that you're not getting a Grammy if you sound the same like any other motherfucker that's coming out, you know? Like, that's literally what it is. And, like, that's what we're trying to say, is just, like, pay attention. Pay attention.
Yeah.
That's
pay,
it.
Pay attention, just pretty much. And you have to say it for yourself, really.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, if it's for you, if it's not, maybe you just don't want to pay attention. And that's cool, too, you know? It's,
yeah,
up to you. But we all live according, we all have consequences in our lives according to the way that we pay attention.
Exactly.
So it's just, if you don't want that, then you're gonna have to deal with certain things,
yeah,
that you're not be paying attention to XYZ,
yeah,
you know, and then
yeah,
that's how your life is gonna be. But, and then that's cool, you know, you're,
yeah,
just gonna choose to live that way. But it's just so much thought in music, and I think that having integrity with what you do and respecting,
yeah,
the craft is, it's something that should be around,
yeah,
more.
Yeah, and I think just to kind of start bringing this to a close, like, my personal advice to someone who wants to pursue a career in music, and it's like, don't sell out. Don't write music just to make money. Like, the money will come, you know, like, I can't say it from experience because, you know, like, I'm not at the point where I'm, like, paying my bills with my own music. But I know for a fact that, like, if I just stick to writing stuff that I like and I think is good and not to get my shit on the radio, because I don't care about getting on the radio. What I care about is that my music speaks to someone and that they feel what I felt when I wrote that, you know, and I think that's what you should do as a musician and as a lyricist, as a, like, whatever is say what you feel, write it down, you know, put it out there, not to make money, but to help people express things that they're feeling too, you know. And yeah, I think that's just the main thing. Like, don't sell out and don't lose your integrity for a couple bucks. Like, have some self-worth and respect for yourself and you know, say fuck you. Like, if you don't think my stuff is good, like, I know it's good. Like, just because it's not radio worthy doesn't mean it's not good. You know, like, just stick to your path, like, stick to your genre. You know, I don't know how to describe it. Like,
yeah, it's hard thing to put into words, but
yeah, yeah,
you listen and you, like, just decide for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what look around and what's,
yeah,
happening. Because music is a big part of our culture and our daily lives, so that's why,
yeah,
it's important, you know?
And I guess one good example is, like, we trashed a lot on reggaeton today. But I think, like, if you really like reggaeton, I think be a fucking pioneer, you know? Like, write,
yeah,
good lyrics with it. Write good lyrics with it.
Change the game.
Yeah,
the,
you know, like,
come in and prove to the people that that's worthy of a Grammy.
Exactly.
That's worthy of something.
Exactly.
If that's what you believe in. We don't believe in it personally right now,
yeah,
because we haven't, again,
yeah,
we haven't been
really
convinced,
yeah,
but maybe someone comes along and they're like, oh,
yeah,
shit, that reggaeton guy is actually good,
you know. And, like, for example, like, bringing rap is a good example too, because a lot of people just, like, find a beat and rap over it.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's people who change the game because they actually tell a story. Again, Kendrick Lamar, J. Cole, you know, like they actually talk about Chance the Rapper. Like a good friend of mine, Saipo, I worked with him recently. Like he writes some good shit. He writes about things that he's experienced, you know, and like, you know, a lot of these beats might sound the same, but like if you have a good beat and like you actually tell a story, people are gonna listen because a lot of us have had the same shared experiences.
There's a rapper called No Name too. It's a girl. Because I don't know, because they're always like each song they collaborate with a lot of people.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I'm not sure like
who the name is.
But
that's interesting.
Yeah, it's just really good. It's really good stuff, and it gives like a whole different effect to music and sometimes like me and a friend were talking about like artistic integrity and like doing gimmicks to like to do like certain things like what a gimmick. I feel like a gimmick is only a gimmick if it's not done right. Like a lot of people like hate like on something like postmodern jukebox. They're like, well, those guys like are using jazz and then they're not really playing jazz, they're just playing pop songs in the form of jazz. It's like, yeah, but it's done
tastefully.
So that's
why actually kind of can make pop song sound better.
Yeah, in my opinion. That's why it works, because they're like, they get something and they put their creative spin to it, and it's like something not everyone has done. The same thing with Scary Pockets.
Yeah, they're really good too.
Yeah,
I really enjoy them. Yeah, so just pay attention. You know, like the advice we give you is honestly for your benefit. Same thing with the books. Same thing with the music. Just because, and I just remembered something I want to say. Like, a lot of music that's like out there is like because you can dance to it in the clubs, but there's a lot of music that you can dance to that still has a message, you know. Like, so just keep an eye out, you know.
Yeah,
that's all the main thing that we want to do is like kind of gear you towards like what. I mean, again, it's our opinion, but what we think is good, you know. But again, things that actually say a message and kind of speak to you. I guess if you guys want to know like what we listen to, what we're listening to that day, feel free to DM us. Again, you can find me at on Instagram at el_albur, and then you're aguitar12.
So
just let us know what you listen to, if you want to know what we listen to, like, yeah, just ask us. We'll be glad to like show you some artists. We're both always looking for like new artists and like to expand our like kind of like musical library. So if you have any recommendations, feel free to shoot us a DM or comment on like any of our posts. And we're gonna try and keep this podcast like on a weekly basis. It's a little hard with our schedules, but kind of wanted to say it just to, so we can stick to it, and like you guys can keep us on track. Like if you guys see that we're lagging, call us out, you know, like, thank you guys for the support, and peace.